All right, folks, you are listening to the Ishai Fleischer Show, broadcasting live from our car. Broadcasting live from the car, from Traffic Jam, right around the Kinneret, the Great Sea of Galilee, the beautiful, majestic, profit-making, because this it's such a spiritual energy around here, the Sea of Galilee, the Kinneret. What a sight it is here in Eretz Yisrael. And I'm joined in the car by the whole fam. Everybody say hi, everybody back there. Right, so that was everybody, and that's our three kids, Baruch Hashem, and I'm joined by my beloved hostess with the mostest, co-hostess with the mostest, Malka Fleischer. Malka, shalom.
Shalom. When you said profit making, I was just like, I think it's more spiritual than that. It's not just about money.
That's right. Well, what I meant to say about profits is that it's just a water that gives you a sense of prophecy. And in one of my chat groups, there was a friend of mine who's talking about, you know, the culture of prophecy, not just a culture of halacha and of knowing Jewish law and of learning, but actually like of communing spiritually with God and trying to get godly messages. But in any case, it's been an awesome few days up here in the north. And in general, it's been an awesome Passover. You know, we started the period of Nisan, the month of Nisan, the month of Passover, with horrific terror attacks and with orphans and with just murdered Jews because of the jihad. But one of the things that I've been putting out on my social media is like, dear jihad, you're not going to take away the joy of this holiday. Can I ask for some quiet back there, please? You're not going to take away
this
the joy.
This is awesome. Little radio show, a little dadding.
That's right.
You know, don't make me come back there.
That's right. I'll turn this car right around. Okay. And it's actually not dadding. I don't do dadding. I do abba-ing, okay?
Because sensitive.
Yeah, because I'm an abba here in Eretz Yisrael. But in any case, Malka, I want to say 2 15-second Dvar Torahs for you. 2 15-second.
I'm excited.
Dvar
Torah, go. Okay? Ready, go. Let's time it.
Okay, here we go. The first one is what I heard from a friend of mine who said to me that the Boston Rebbe says, don't make your Purim so sameach, so happy that it's not kosher. Like, don't go so crazy on Purim with simcha, with like excessive joy, that it becomes not kosher. And don't make your Pesach so kosher that it's not sameach. That don't make it so concerned with all the issues of food and what you're supposed to eat, what you're not supposed to eat, that it's no longer joyous. So we've been keeping a great balance about keeping it kosher and sameach. Thank you, Elazar. And then the other 15-second Dvar Torah, which it may be a little bit more, Elazar, than 15 seconds, but it's a very short, which is I heard in the Chabad Shul that the most important commodity that we have is time. And so the tension is always between matzah, which is mitsui hazman, make in Hebrew, using time wisely, mitsui, like fulfilling, like using it to its utmost, versus chametz, which is from the word lachmitz, which is to missed opportunity, missed time. And so I guess very shortly, very quickly, we said three messages. One, to the jihad and the haters and the Euro left and all that. You might strike at us, but you are not going to defeat the Jewish people, and you're not going to take away our Pesach. We are just here to enjoy this land fully. That's message number one. Message number two is to keep Pesach happy, kosher, but not so kosher that it starts to be unhappy. We have to enjoy it. And we have to also maximize our time and use it best. That's it. That's my little...
Nice. Well done.
Okay, there you go. Malka, what do you think about these flowers that we see on the side of the road?
It is very pretty. It is so beautiful here. And there's tons and tons of traffic, which could make a person upset. But the reality is that I'm not upset at all, and I think that it's really awesome that the Jewish people are out on the roads. You know, we've been through a rough 2 years, these last 2 years, with COVID and restrictions and everything. And now to see that everybody's just out and about and doing great and out with their families and ready to, like, swim and splash and climb and pray and visit things and go to attractions and petting zoos and all these things. It's just, it's really, really nice. And it kind of is very a fitting moment, I guess, to note that our Prime Minister, Naftali Bennett, this Motzei Shabbat, it's officially the time to take them off. And I think, Ishai, that day's my birthday.
Yes, Malka. Your birthday is really...
It's a liberation day for all the world, really. Right, for right. Certainly the entire nation that's right. of Israel.
That's right. That's the day after Yisru Chag. What's the Hebrew date on that, Malka?
The 23rd of Nisan.
That's right. Chag B'Nisan. That's right. Chag versus Chag Gimel of Nisan. That means that it's a holiday. And I think that indeed you're right, Malka. It is a should be known as an international, global, and also worldwide. All those three things. Holiday of Malka and general human liberation and goodness. So I want to thank you for that.
Yes, I agree.
And we are looking at the Kinneret right now, Malka, and there's many Hasidic stories about like the world's prayers coming through the Kinneret, getting little mikvah, all the prayers go through this water, and then they only ascend to heaven after getting purified here.
There's actually, they go on a whole trip, you know, the prayers of people, they take such a nice vacation in the land of Israel. First they go to the Kinneret, and then they bounce over to Hebron, where the forefathers and foremothers take a look and add their, you know, hugs and kisses to it. And then it goes to the Kotel, goes to Har HaBayit, and then it goes right up. So I hope that all of us will merit to make beautiful vacations like our prayers do.
Yeah, you know, we say, the end of Sukkot, we say good kvittel, a good note. I always thought that from that, I've only seen, I ended up seeing two of the Harry Potter movies. And the only thing I'm a fan of is really the beginning of the first movie. And the beginning of the first movie, when they have those white owls delivering the messages, like the prayers, they got to go through different. They make it up, as you said, up the ladder, the heavenly ladder, to the offices of Hashem. In Yerushalayim, things are a little bit more tense. I had the great privilege and merit with the family, with you, Malka, and with the family. Well, first, me and the boys went up to the Temple Mount. Great amount of Jewish friends with me, and a few of my non-Jewish friends from Hayovel, and my new friend Nathan Buzliak, or how, I don't know how you pronounce his last name, but he's an actor from The Vampire Diaries. And we got to see some real-life vampires. In any case, up there on the Temple Mount, you know, we got the shrill Allahu Akbar yells. Is that like a funny
like
thing?
Like mean, it's like aggressive.
Yeah, it's like Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. I'm always like, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, right back to you. You know, it's like, what is this thing? And if you see videos of fighting, they're just like, Allahu Akbar. Okay, you know what I mean? Allahu Akbar, that doesn't mean that we have to destroy life. God is great, and I also think God is great. But in any case, we had a great opportunity to go up to the Temple Mount, and then descend, and then ascend again to Hebron, the holy city of Hebron, the whole tomb of the patriarchs and matriarchs open in full glory, and thousands of people visiting. The day before, there was videos of Palestinian rioters throwing rocks very violently at buses, and lots of buses were injured, and people were injured. So for the remainder of the Ramadan, Naftali Bennett has ordered them to close the Temple Mount for Jewish visitation. There was videos of throwing rocks at the police. They were totally released. They were totally released, those people. That is unbelievable. You do violence against the police, and that's okay? You live with that? How can that be?
I know.
There is so. Yeah, so there is definitely, Malka, efforts to continue to succumb to the jihadist bully threats. And that's what happens when you empower the folks that are the enemies of Israel, and you just keep on succumbing to them. You give them your land, you give them your water, and then they're like, well, we demand that you release all the people that threw rocks and shot fireworks at police. You're like, okay, to keep the quiet. And no Jews in the Temple Mount. And like, you know, it's like you're succumbing to bullies. And you know, we used to have this principle in Israel, which is that we're not going to go negotiate with terrorists. And yet I see now that it's really become part and parcel of normative life here in Israel. And all I can say to you, Malka, is that you know, most of the rest of the year, there are many moments to discuss the flaws and the failures of the state of Israel and the weakness of the state of Israel. And I would dare say, the post-Zionist period that we live in, where the state is post-Zionist, but the people aren't. But I'm not going to do it today. And the reason I'm not going to do it today is because that's also a way to not let them spoil our holiday. And that's actually a big deal, I think, actually. Like, we're not going to let you spoil the holiday. We have a thing now. We have a thing to spend time with our kids. I bumped into somebody where we were just on a water hike, somebody that I knew from years ago, and I said to him, "So did you go to that march on Chomesh?" He goes, "No." He goes, "This is also Eretz Yisrael." And I was like, "You're right." And I looked and I pointed at his kids and I said, "Your kids are also Eretz Yisrael." And he's like, "Yeah." And it's like we needed a little time now. We need to give a little time to ourselves and again to enjoy the holiday, to eat that matzah. I had a little, I think a kind of like inflammation of my gallbladder, maybe. Like I ate some fatty food and it gave me like burpiness and pain in my stomach in front.
I'm glad that you're telling everybody this is one of the more Jewish moments you've had on this show where you tell people all about like your ailment, you describe it in a lot of details.
I find that telling people my my ailments, can we play some shuffleboard after this? I don't know why. I just want to play some shuffleboard. I find that telling my ailments is useful because somebody will write in with good advice. That's why. People write in with good advice sometimes, you know? In any case, and what I was going to say, Malka, is that I did whatever the internet told me to do, but most important is that I asked one of my rabbis, and he's like, "Yeah, you got to eat matzah," which is not the exact advice you would think, but he would just say, he said, on Passover and Pesach, matzah is medicine. And you've been feeding us so many great versions of that medicine, Malka. Matzah pizza, matzah lasagna, matzah with chocolate, matzah with jam, and Malka's favorite special, what's called matzah spread with butter.
And salt.
And salt. That's one of the Malka specials. That's right, just plain old matzah. Not only that, Malka, but you know the brand to buy. Of course, we have the handmade matzahs that I made right before Pesach together with Leah and also this year Elazar for the first time. But you know the brand to buy the most toasty, tasty, and timely matzah there is of the year. What company do you buy from, Malka?
The truth is I actually have absolutely no idea what company I buy the matzah from, but we eat...
What do you mean? You have a box that you get...
Okay, I know the box, but I don't know the brand. What it is that I focus on is that we like to eat shmura matzah all the holiday. A lot of people, you know, of course, on the Leila Seder, on the Seder night, a lot of people like to have these beautiful round matzahs made by hand out of shmura. What is shmura? Basically, it means it's watched, which means from the very time that the grains were cut, those grains were protected from any kind of water getting in so that it would definitely not become chametz at any time, all the way up until it becomes a matzah. So this is the flour that we prefer. It's considered mehudar, which means like mahadrin. I don't know how to put it, like glot. It's like the glot version of matzah.
You check the lungs of the matzah.
Yeah. And I always buy, the truth is I would buy any other brands, but I've only ever seen, except for the hand matzahs, which I don't need to buy because, you know, you need like quantities of matzah. So you can't be spending like 150 shekels on three matzahs. You need like a whole box of matzah for the family. So I buy a big thing of matzah and I buy the shmura matzah. So I just buy the shmura matzah every year.
Malka, we're driving right now past the famous Arbel mountain range, which is this very beautiful sheer cliff right overlooking the Kinneret, and we're passing Kibbutz Ginosar. Ginosar is the Talmudic name for the Dead Sea region, and the Talmud says that this is the region that fruits ripen first, and you can see the bananas, that's right, not exactly a biblical fruit but certainly a beloved fruit to so many people, are being grown right now right here, and we see the Arbel right in front of us. It's supposedly one of the most beautiful hikes in Israel as well. We have to do that one with the kids, Malka. We haven't done that. But we did a great water hike today. And we are now going into Tveria with the hope of doing a little bit more spirituality and some holy physicality. We'll pop by Bezrat Hashem to the tomb of Rabbi Meir Balanes and also jump into Chamei Tveria, the hot springs of Tveria, which I've always wanted to go to but never have been. And yes, there's many places in the land of Israel that we have not been, Malka and I and our kids. And so that is also very opportune to do that. Passover is such a Pesach, such a great time to travel. It's really a traveling holiday if you think about it, right? It's all about you know, movement, right? It's all about movement. It's not like Sukkot. Sukkot's like stay in your hut. Pesach is like, yeah, journey, b'chipazon, move quickly, like roll. And that's what we're doing. This show wouldn't roll out if it wasn't for the help that we get from donors like you, from friends, listeners. Oh, and I've bumped into so many listeners from all over the world on the Temple Mount. Other people just stopping me saying, Isha, you know, I've listened to your show forever, and I know you're from this or that. And so I want to, and people that follow on Twitter. So I want to really thank you guys. And it's such an honor and a pleasure to meet you in the streets. And I'm going to say something, and I really want this to come out right, which is, if you like see me and you've listened to my show or something, and you see me somewhere in Israel, just don't even for one second like be hesitant. Just jump on over. Like, it is just such an honor and a pleasure to meet you and the good people that are doing great things in their lives and connecting to Israel. You wouldn't be listening to the show if you just didn't love Israel. I really want to salute you. You love Israel. You love Judaism. You love the Jewish people. You are Jewish. You are also not Jewish, but you are part of a great story, of a great rebirth. And I want to finish off with this, Malka, and then get back to this driving here, which is... all the time I see this more and more that I talked about it last week, and I just want to make another point about it, which is it's really all about Chai. It's all about the Jewish people's continued victory through living life and through continuing to be alive throughout the generations. And I had a realization, Malka. Why is it that in our first blessing in the 18 benedictions prayer is protector of Abraham, but the second one is Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayei Ha-Meitim, you who enliven the dead. What is that all about? Like, is that like something that we live with so much? Well, kind of, yeah. You know, when he gives every single one of us another chance to break out of addiction, to break out of bad smoking habits, or to help us come out of depression. Those are moments of rebirth, and Hashem gives us a chance to do rebirth. But another chance to do rebirth is just to see this great land flourish, to see the city of Tveria flourish and its environs flourish. It is a majestic Mechaye Meitim. God has it's a majestic rebirth of the dead. This land was dead, this nation was disembodied, and here we are back. And you know what? It's the simple wowness of what we see around us, which is enough to just say l'chaim and to eat some matzah. It's like wow, God has really made this promise and this vision come to be in our time. And it's the Hebrew language that I see in front of us, the flags of Israel. It's real. It really is real in this same land, and it's just inexplicable. It's just bigger than anything that's imaginable. And we are alive in that time, and that means that Hashem wanted us to be part of this great time. Malka, I also want to thank the Jewish Press, jewishpress.com, and jns.org for being sponsors of the show. I want to thank the good folks at The Israel Bible, and if you go to theisraelbible.com and put in my name, coupon code Yishai, you'll get 10% of God's Holy Word, 10% off of the Israel Bible. So that's an important sponsor and friend of our show. I want to also today mention Jay Brick. The folks at Jay Brick make great Jewish Lego, and I'm very much looking forward to Yitz from Jay Brick coming and bringing the new model of the Tomb of the Patriarchs and Matriarchs in Hebron. Bring it and install it. Let's go, Yitz. He made the most amazing large-scale model of Marat HaMachpelah. I can't wait until he installs it. Check out jbrick.com. And also, of course, Prohibition Pickle. Where would we be without him? Even on Pesach, Prohibition Pickle. Chaim's working hard to deliver all those tasty yummies with the holiness and the style that only he knows how to bring. Check him out on Facebook and on Instagram. And did I mention the Hebron Fund, Malka? No, the Hebron Fund. That's right. The Jewish community of Hebron needs your support in order to make security. make tourism, make education happen. And when we do that, the Tomb of the Forefathers and Mothers stays open forever to everybody. And I could hear, even in Tveria, I could feel the radiation of the Tomb of the Forefathers and Mothers and their great dream coming to fruition here. So check them out, please. Check us out and come visit us in Hebron and on one of our great tours by Rabbi Simcha Gluck every Wednesday in English. Every Wednesday from the David Citadel Hotel. Just sign up at hebronfund.org/tour. And Malcolm, I'm almost done. I'm almost done here. And don't forget to buy me a cup of coffee if you want to. Check it out at buymeacoffee.com/Yishai. Malcolm, I'm about to put you on the spot. Anything else that you want to add in, throw around, give us a little bit of a feeling of how you are feeling about Pesach this year?
I just want to say that I know Pesach is complicated. It is a beautiful holiday. It is an amazing holiday. If you're anything like me, Pesach can also make you a little nervous. You just want to do everything right. You're trying so hard, and you already tried so hard, and now it's like family time, and you're still trying hard, and you're trying hard to, you know, make people happy, and you're trying hard to keep the peace, and you're trying hard to be a good Jew, and you're just trying so hard. And I want to just give you a kudos, like a real pat on the back. You know, it is a time to really try hard, and Jewish people, we try really hard, and that's part of what our mission is to try really hard. But also, I really want to bless you that Hashem should send you good moments. And if he's already sent you good moments, then I want to bless you to see those good moments and to, like, enjoy your holiday. Like, spend some time enjoying.
Tell them about how you enjoyed the Chazanut at the Western Wall. Tell them about that.
Okay. I went to the... So we try during the three Regalim, which were the three pilgrimage holidays that Hashem specifically gives us in the Torah itself. We try very hard to come to Yerushalayim and to come all the way to the Kotel Plaza or to Har HaBayit or both. And so this Passover, we, Baruch Hashem, had the merit to continue in that effort. And you went up with the boys to Har HaBayit and I stayed down at the Kotel with Leah Bat Zion. And while you were up there davening, I was down at the Kotel davening. And they have like a big... the word is not televised. What is it? Where you loudspeakers, you know, on loudspeakers broadcast with the rabbis, and it's televised also. It is actually is televised. Anyway, this year they brought out these like four tenors. I don't know. These like three or four like incredible Jews with talises over their heads. And they're like singing all the Hallel songs in harmony, and it was so beautiful.
Over the Western Wall Plaza.
Over the whole Western Wall. You heard it also on the Temple Mount, right, Yishai? And it was just so lovely. And sometimes you just have those moments, and they're not always so easy to grasp. But every once in a while, you have one of those moments where you're like, just everything is good right now. Like, right at this moment, I don't know what's going to be in 5 minutes, and 5 minutes ago wasn't so great. But this 5 minutes is so good. Like, I'm in just a good moment. And I really want to bless all of you to just have, like, a beautiful moment. I hope it'll be even longer than 5 minutes. I hope it'll be really, really long. But I hope you have, like, just take this holiday, part of this holiday, after you cleaned out all the chametz and you tried so hard, is to say, yes, like, I am enjoying this. And this moment that I'm having right now, wow, this is like a beautiful moment, and to be able to acknowledge it and to appreciate it and to savor it, because these are really the moments we live for, right?
And to see God through those moments, to see God in those moments, to see God really doing his great things, and to help us, Hashem, please help us overcome fear. And we have such, my favorite prayers of the year, Malka, is the Musaf, the what's it called, the additional 18 benedictions prayer that we say every single day, Musaf of Regalim. I love it so much. And my favorite line there is, Tovu Meitiv Hidaresh Lanu. Oh, good of the good, God who is good and does good, Hidaresh Lanu. Please, let us, how do we demand? Yeah, but it's demand, that's right, Elazar. Partially it's demand, but partially Lidrosh is to learn out. Let us be revealed to us, but not reveal like you reveal yourself. Like, let us yearn for your revelation and then find you. And I think that's so deep. Like Hashem gives us the honor of seeking him and finding him. And I just want to bless everybody to seek him and also find him as well. But you shall not find him unless you seek him. And you should always get, have the energy, have he should give, oh, that's it. So you should, you will not find him unless you seek him, but you will not really seek him unless he allows you to seek him. And therefore we pray to Hashem to both give us the energy to seek him and to find him through that search as well. God bless you folks wherever you are. We are pulling into Tveria right now, gonna dip in some sulfur water, some Hebron, some Tveria's famous hot water pools that even the Romans liked. We'll pray at the tomb of Rabbi Meir Balanes, and we'll of course do the mitzvah of barbecue and selfie and all the good stuff that we do here on tour. God bless you folks. Stay tuned, stay strong, stay connected wherever you are. Thank you to the Land of Israel Network. Thank you to Yocheved, Moshe Herman, Ben Bresky, Tabitha, and Lou for being part of the show, being part of the efforts to get this broadcast out to the world. And that's it. Lots of love and lots of blessings from the Land of Blessings. Thank you, Malka Fleischer. Thank you, Malka Fleischer.
Chag Sameach.
And Shalom.